I'm going to tell you real quickly, over there playing the electric guitar and the fiddle, he's originally from Boise. Boise? Don't say Boise. Boise. He transplanted to Massachusetts, where he went to school at a little college called Berklee School of Music. And then moved out to Portland, where he lives now. And he's starting to play with lots of folks because he's so good. He's also a two-time national champion on the fiddle. That's Mr. Luke Price. On the acoustic bass, he's originally from Billings, Montana. Woohoo! Billings. He's transplanted to Portland for quite a few years now. I got to know his playing from such bands as the Blue Cranes and the Stolen Sweets. Just a really, really awesome bass player and a great, great guy. This is Mr. Keith Brush. Otherwise known as Darth Vader, I guess. Right behind me on the drums, he's originally from Long Island, New York. Went to, where'd you go to school, Miami?
Yeah.
Miami. And you moved to Portland from Miami? A little bit different. He's been in Portland for a few years now, and he's also getting tons of work because he's so good, too. You might have seen him out there with Curtis Salgado or the Scott Pemberton Trio. This is Mr. Russ Kleiner. Next to me. I haven't seen him in years. We used to play together quite a bit. Didn't we meet at someone else's gig or something? Or Charles Sautel's studio, that's what it was. You guys remember Charles Sautel?
Yeah.
Wonderful guy. Passed away a few years ago. But we used to do some duo tours back in the day. That was fun. Great to have you on stage. I don't even know what to say about you. You're doing so many things. All I can say is, this is Mr. Ty Burho on the cover. Were you going to say something about yourself? Do you have any gigs coming up you could book? Because you live around here.
Nothing coming up.
Nothing coming up.
Either in Japan, us, or Australia. Come on and join me.
You've got your own... I knew that once when we started working together, you were, I don't know if you still are, you were a student of Zakir Hussain. And you still do a lot of work with him, because
yep.
That's the last place I saw you. You were on tour with him with the Masters of the Drum.
That's right.
Percussion.
We're actually going to come back to Portland the end of March.
Okay,
so.
But this isn't Portland.
No.
But we'll all come out to the
well,
show.
You guys are yeah. No, we used to do what's called the sushi tours, duet tours, and every place we stopped, we had to have sushi for dinner. So that's probably the precursor to me spending so much time in Japan.
That was the empty pocket tour,
yeah.
As I recall. Right now we're going to do another song from Golden, as well as the live CD. This is a song that I wrote for a friend of mine who passed away. She was a really great concert promoter down in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, she helped bring me down there quite a few times and just helped revitalize that scene down there, and she left us far too soon. She had a great family, great husband, cool kids, awesome house, and she got the big C, and that really sucked. And when I heard that she passed, this song just kind of came spilling out of me. It's called Angels We Know.